Welcome back to Brian's Art of Creation, and this is the second part of the intro. And today what we're going to talk about is creativity and fun for the sake of having fun and really enjoying it, without the pressure of saying, you know, this has to be amazing. I want you guys to learn how to enjoy the process without putting too much pressure on the outcome, and the outcome has to be, you know, it has to be this big, amazing piece. You know, why not draw something because you feel like drawing and you're not worried about whether this is going to be in a museum? So, what I like to do, and one of the best things to do, and not only to help me learn and expand, but just because it's enjoyable and I have fun doing it, is I do a lot of sketches, and I do a lot of sketches in clay. So, you know, whether you want to do sketches with pencil, pen, ink, or if you want to do coloring in a coloring book, or anything along the lines of that, what I want to share with you guys today is some of these. How many of you guys have had these or seen them? Just little fun sketchbooks filled with little doodles, little characters, gesture drawings. When I was younger, I drew a lot more than I do now. But we have random drawings and sketches. Whether that's sketchbooks, regular sketchbooks, or homemade sketchbooks with pictures, notes, pen and ink, some marker studies, random creatures, ideas on brown craft paper. What I find is that illustrators, painters, and artists will look at a sketchbook and we'll see sketches in there. We'll do studies, you know, smaller studies for paintings. We'll do smaller studies just to learn anatomy. And we'll do studies just because, you know, we're out and about and we want something to do. We want to have fun. You know, we're out and we're just like, you know what? It's a hobby and it's something fun to do. The biggest issue I have is when people come to me and ask, you know, what happened to that sculpture? Did you finish it? Did you finish it? Did you paint it? Did you do this? And I don't understand. The hardest thing is that why does every single sculpture that I start have to be completed? Why can I not just sketch in clay to, you know, learn different techniques or to do a study of, you know, a different likeness just so I can develop my eye? And that's what I find. That's what I have here. In a lot of my pieces, I do clay sketches, and it's just for the sake of having fun and enjoying myself. So here's a couple of them I currently have that I did over the weekend and last week. But these are pieces that I started and I just like to, sometimes I'll be working. This one I did off of a child just to kind of get the feeling of the picture and working on the proportions of a child. And this one was just doing a demonstration over the weekend at an event and just letting the clay show me the way, you know, letting the different shapes kind of form themselves. No idea going in of exactly what I wanted to create, but I was just having fun. And the thing is that some of these turn out great, some of them don't turn out amazing, and I'm perfectly okay with that. I'm 100% okay with throwing away any of them. I have a collection of images of pieces that I've done that I will develop into a sketchbook. However, I do not need to spend countless hours detailing and finalizing and finishing every single piece. And I think one of the things that idea and that mindset for me has done for me is that when I go into a sculpture, I don't have the pressure on my head, in my mind of, I have to make this perfect. This has to be full finished master. And if I don't get this right, it's going to take a lot of time to rework and fix until I can actually finalize it and mold it or hire it or any of that. Because I don't have the intent of actually finishing any of my pieces until they actually prove themselves where I enjoy them. I actually like them. Same thing with the sketchbook. You go through a sketchbook and illustrators will draw pictures, they'll draw, you know, characters, different character design, different landscape designs, and then, you know, if they draw something that really stands out, they're like, wow, I really like that character. That's an amazing, you know, layout. Or for comic book artists, they'll do layouts for different panels, or they'll do layouts for illustration, you know, and they'll be like, all right, well, they drew five of them, and they'll pick their favorite one, and it's just like, that's the one. Take that and do a bigger sheet of it. Same thing for movie characters, and they do maquettes, you know, to kind of figure out which character and which features and how the character looks before they finalize it in a full scale. And that's what I think you guys should be striving for with everything on trying to be creative and finding your own creative way, is don't put pressure on, this has to be a finished piece. This has to be amazing. Focus on, I'm going to enjoy it and I'm going to have fun. I'm going to have some mistakes. I'm going to have some pieces that I don't really enjoy. However, I learned something. And there's going to be pieces that are just so terribly bad, but you're going to be excited because that's a bad idea that you now have out of your head and you don't have to worry about it. You just scrap it. So, hopefully that has helped. And I hope that you guys are enjoying this little bit, and I'm going to keep continuing on. I have a couple more intro videos just to kind of get a little bit more in the rhythm and exactly how things are going to work, along with my process, my setup, and how I start my sculptures and the tools involved and all of that good fun stuff. So hopefully you guys have enjoyed this. Let me know what you think, and I will talk to you guys very soon.